outra vez. Sem amor, outra vez. Vou sofrer, vou chorar, até você voltar. Outra vez, vou vagar por aí pra esquecer. Outra vez, vou falar mal do mundo até você voltar. Todo mundo me pergunta por que ando triste assim. Ninguém sabe o que é que eu sinto com você longe de mim. Vejo o sol quando ele sai, vejo a chuva quando cai. Tudo agora é só tristeza. Traz saudade de você.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're tuned into From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. I'm your host, DJ Addy. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It is the first show of 2026, and as teased in the previous few weeks, because it's the end of the year has transpired, it's time for a retrospective of what I consider to be the best albums of 2025. I gave you a teaser of the list by telling you last week what barely did not make the cut, the honorable mentions. But tonight's show is a departure from our usual format in that it is all going to be selections of songs from what I consider to be the best albums of 2025. I've had a fun time compiling this. I've been giving my production assistant, Anna, here a preview of what we'll hear tonight and why I like it. I'll be more in depth as we go for each song, talking about each artist and each album. But thank you for tuning in to this special edition of From the Basement, Best Albums of 2025 edition. We'll get to the best albums of 2025 in just a few minutes, after we hear a few songs sent to us recently by our friends at various record labels, distribution organizations, and or independent bands. We just heard a song from a local band, Tony from Bowling, originally hailing from West Virginia. We heard Appear from the album of the same name. This is Wednesday with their song Counties.
WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com.
And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And in my opinion, the best 2025 albums, starting with my album of the year, is DJ Billy Bull with DYR, short for Dream Your Reality. The rest of the albums are in no particular order. It's Jane Remover with Revenge Seekers, Metro Boomin with A Futuristic Summer, DJ Planet Express with DJ PE 2025, Headache and Vegan with Thank You for Almost Everything, Mexico Dro with Still Going, the EP, Big L with Harlem's Finest, a posthumous album, Enjoy with The Sound of Deceit, and finally Swim School with their self-titled debut album. We'll start tonight's selection of songs from the best of 2025 with Big L from his album Harlem's Finest, a posthumous collection of songs that I presume were collected by his estate. This is Big L, You Ain't Got a Chance, featuring Nas.
Flamboyant, baby, for life. I be that kiggy, indie, you see jiggy, push the V, twiggy, large like Free Willy, be broke, don't be silly, use a low life, nor do a whole ice, don't be mad at me, cause I chose your wife, with this rattle, this shit so nice, don't cooperate with police, on my spare time, I like to roll dice, not for petty change, play for G's and better, you won't be rich as me, if your whole crew put your cheese together, cash I got plenty, microphones, rock mini, everything I touch is in the top 20, dumb hits, I'm the one, chicks be hawking a lot, stay driving, so I don't be walking a lot, in the chains and diamond rings that I be frosting is hot, plus expensive, meaning it be costing a lot, I'm the one cuzzo, never slid with a bum, if a chick lips is jumbo, I want some gumbo, if I'm in the office where my gun go, 139 is where I'm from, bro, you know that, I'm just reminding you, front they'll be finding you, shells from my nine and you, you trash, that's why nobody's signing you, eyes blinding you, clear as timing you, waiting to catch you flossing somewhere, so we can put you in the coffin and shit, Big L, flamboyant raggers, baby,
you know how we do,
you ain't got a chance,
I'm the first in rap to form a venture cap. While y'all research that, I let my seat go back. The first car leader will rap, well after G-Rap. My voice a needle and wax, gets the devil attacked. I hold your skull with my fingers in your eye sockets. I won't even snitch to God, I'ma die silent. I kept the doors open in them surplus. Army stores in 94, enough for certain. Army hat like it's war, a firearm, fire Tim's. But this year's the year, the disrespectful comparisons. They jack anything on the internet. Stupid kinda, believing that, you believe in chupacabra. Making funny music, it's doo-doo, caca. Brain freeze, stuck face, need agua, palabra. Give your little cute mama the side eye, a fly guy. Then get a shoot that drive-by. You don't keep us secure like a side eye. My gun in your head, tell the truth, Nas the monster. That live under your bed. What 39th Linux app, my friend? Miguel was the last of them. I'm glad I'm from the same graduating class as him. So pay full attention. Remove your hat, you in the presence of a man who used to backspin, headspin, breakdance, pop lock, the Herbie Hancock, and rock box. And now we on yachts and pushing drop tops. Yeah.
You ain't got a chance.
It's flamboyant master.
You ain't got a chance at all.
It's flamboyant master.
You ain't got a chance.
Yeah.
You ain't got a chance.
Flamboyant master pill. Miguel, that you dance, baby. We go way, way back. I'm
many know about that? For today and tomorrow, it's forever. Shout to Big L.
And, you know, it's about time we drop the album, you know, because it's long overdue. I think, you know, the people want to appreciate it.
Flamboyant Mass Appeal.
For life.
Up next, we've got Swim School, a Scottish band. Their self-titled debut album is one of my favorite songs of the year. This song from this album is Green Eyes Want It All. Was Swim School with Green Eyes. Continuing with the best albums of 2025, in my opinion, was Metro Boomin with A Futuristic Summer. Really an ensemble album. Metro Boomin, of course, a very well-known hip-hop producer, did sort of what I consider to be a throwback album. He was working with a lot of the rappers that were, I'd say, bigger 15 years ago in the Atlanta rap scene, especially featuring Young Dro, who I like some of his songs from 15 years ago, especially those he made with Young LA, who's also featured on this album. I describe this whole album generally as upbeat, bouncy, playful, a bit of a departure from, well, I guess most of the other stuff he's been producing for contemporary rappers over the last 10 to 12 years. This one is with Young Dro, DJ Spins, and Zaytoven. It's Stealing All the Swag.
I told her some tricks, she charmed me for the tilt. I showed her some blue. She tricking if you got it, but this ain't no news. Wait, stop, hold up, bro, stop on my party. I be rocking Cardi, everything gnarly. Lately I've been crazy, chill like no Barkley. Stop, hold up, stop, get these swagger jaggers on me.
Definitely more playful and fun, and I feel like your intro there, DJ Addy, was spot on. Fun to hear this sound from Metro Boomin. This is a special show that you've definitely curated as the production assistant. I get a little sneak preview, and having gotten a sneak preview, I'm even more curious, as I'm sure many of your listeners are. How are you narrowing down your top albums? Like, what is your selection criteria? How many albums are you ballpark are we talking to get here? Like, what are we, how did we get here?
So I'd say that to make this list, the album can't just have like one or two excellent singles that carry the album with the rest being lackluster. It's got to be a cohesively good album, not meaning I like every song, but I think that the quality is high throughout, it flows well together, and it was really meant to be, I get the sense the artist put forth a cohesive effort,
yeah,
and not just satisfying a label requirement of here's a couple hits and then, yeah, a bunch of fluffer. So I usually narrow this down to like 10 to 14-ish albums per year, but I'm constantly listening to new music coming out each year in addition, or each week in addition to stuff from previous years. I'm not sure how many of these were actually from 2025, probably over half, but over 2025 I listened to over 3,000 different albums. Not all of those are all the way through. Some of them I'm just skipping through enough to figure out if I like it enough to listen all the way through, or if I think it's mediocre or bad enough to move on.
Yeah.
So this is the cream of the crop in terms of whole albums, in my opinion, from 2025.
That's a lot of albums, and I'm not going to estimate that math, but that's a lot of hours listening to music, good and bad. So that's some solid dedication. Because I was reflecting on my own music I've listened to this year, and I'm like, I don't know that I've done enough to really come up with a solid list, but knowing you've done your homework makes this more impressive.
I keep a running list as we go throughout the year, and then in the last month of the year, I listen to everything again and whittle down the list. Some are kind of on the fence. Mm-hmm. I'll get a few more listens, but it's a really fun process.
Yeah.
Never been so great at making music myself, and so it's fun to have sort of a creative output through curation.
Yeah. This is, I mean, we're all lucky to be experiencing this on the beginning of the year. A good reflection point for everyone on what you listened to, what you liked, what you didn't, what you want to bring into 26 with you.
So far tonight, we've heard from Big L, Swim School, Metro Boomin. And up next, we've got DJ Planet Express with their album DJ PE 2025. My selection from this album is Waves.
Have you mixed up your pain meds, your allergy meds, or your sleep meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child swallowed cleaning products? I hope not. A chip of paint? A wild mushroom?
Hey, yo.
Whoa. Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, or an insect?
Ouch!
Call the Poison Hotline. Poisonings can happen at home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline at 1-800-222-1222 to talk with medical professionals for free personal advice every time. That's 1-800-222-1222. Save the number and save a life.
Have you ever had to call Poison Control?
No, I've definitely, like, had anxiety that I need to for absolutely no reason. And now I know the number, so maybe I'll end up calling them someday just because I'm scared I need to, but...
I have not. My mother called once, not on me, but for my sister.
Uh-oh. Was it a wild mushroom?
No, it was eating a significant portion of a tube of toothpaste.
I feel like the toothpaste one is probably their highest volume of calls.
It's tasty. It's minty fresh.
Minty fresh.
And it was relatively fine. Just the lesson learned was drink some milk. Drink some water and milk and don't do it again.
Drink some milk.
Anyways, back to DJ Addy's. That's me. DJ Addy's best albums of 2025 right here on From the Basement on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh Radio. It's a California band called Enjoy with their album The Sound of Deceit. This is the song from the album of the same name. Up next on my list of best albums of 2025 is the Still Goin' EP from Atlanta artist Mexico Dro. Mexico Dro, for most of his music career, was primarily a producer for other artists. He was, I believe, Playboi Carti's usual producer before Playboi Carti switched to mostly working with Pierre Bourne in the late 2010s. This is a great album. My friend Charlie and I were recommending it to each other about the same time a few months ago. He's got a great deep voice. I originally assumed he was from Houston from both his voice that reminded me of Slim Thug, and also because of how much he talks about his cars. This song from the Still Goin' EP by Mexico Dro is Hurt.
life, progress. I been making songs just to get it off my chest. All my listeners, they say Mexico the best. Had to understand in this life we playing chess. Just a couple months ago, Mexico was stressed. Throw, he out the way. All these girls mad cause he ain't hearing what they say. E350, how he feel today? Top down, drinking wine in the Cabriolet. Chopping trees, lifting weights, focus on his health. Gotta buy this truck and the girls start to melt. Alone, baby, he don't need no help. Cause he don't trust, he rather kick it by himself. Everybody bull, so I stay clipped. Girls on me bad every time when I appeal. If you tryna lock me in, I don't want you near. And I don't need you telling all these lies in my ear. Got the money, now it's time to go to work. Giorgio, $20 just for one shirt. They forgot about me, but I rose out of dirt. And Mexico was down, he ain't never been no hurt.
Want to start riding a bicycle in Pittsburgh, but not sure where to start? Bike Pittsburgh can help. Visit our website for resources to learn bike routes between neighborhoods and watch how-to videos. We'll help you find the right gear, learn your rights as a bicyclist, how to ride safely, and more. It's all online at bikepgh.org/education and follow us on social media at bikepgh.
Bike Pittsburgh, yes. All right. Back to the favorite 2025 albums of my selection. And we just heard a wonderful Bike Pittsburgh promotion from my production assistant, Anna. Thanks for joining me tonight on the Best of 2025 show.
Oh, it is an honor to be here. I'm very excited for this. I love hearing your music takes and expanding my music palette and, you know, learning from you. So thank you for letting me be here.
And thank you for letting me show you a lot of horrible music along the way.
Listen, it's all part of the process, and we won't be doing a worst of 2025, but...
I didn't save those.
Yeah, exactly. So in, you know, you've walked us through how you're selecting this music, and I was curious, like, what kind of blend of your own personal taste at this moment in time versus, like, what is more of a reflection of the quality of different genres that have been released this year. I feel like you've definitely found some interesting rap albums and kind of hip-hop and that sort of realm and trending less towards rock this year, so I'm curious, is that like what you're interested in? Is that a reflection of what you found?
I kind of wondered the same thing as I compiled this, especially because this show From the Basement is primarily a rock and roll show,
yeah,
an alternative
yeah.
or indie music show. I'd say that this top 10 or this top albums of 2025 list is not a comprehensive representation of my tastes right now. I am still listening to a decent amount of rock music, but the rock music that I'm listening to these days is more often than not from this year, not from the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite rock and roll artists that I've been listening to over the past year and a half are artists that I found while flipping through the vinyl record library of the WRCT physical record library. And that is usually older stuff. And so I am combing through the rock music that's being put out, on a week-to-week basis. But I think my standards are higher, or my tastes are just more calibrated to some of the older stuff. Whereas I think some of the contemporary dance music or hip hop music or like, I don't know, alternative in between genre stuff is quite interesting these days compared to maybe the electronic music of the day from 2014 or so, when I think it was significantly worse.
Yeah, definitely. Makes a lot of sense. And when you have the collection you have access to at WRCT and are, you know, perusing through that, it's natural to also explore other genres in your outside of the records room time.
I'd say this also doesn't reflect the amount of pop that I listen to.
Yes, was also going to say pop, not super heavily represented.
Yeah, I don't think this list contains a single pop album.
Yeah.
And that is not a reflection of how much pop I listen to. I listen to a decent amount of pop. There's a lot of good pop coming out these days, but for quite some time now, pop has been, by and large, a singles-dominated genre. And so I'd say, on average, the pop songs that I like are bundled in albums with, you know, maybe some more fluffer.
Yeah. I definitely feel that way about a lot of pop I've explored this last year. Like, I'd get excited about a song that I liked and then visit the album and feel, nah, it wasn't really following up in the way I hoped it would. So, definitely, yeah, interesting observations.
Thank you. And thank you again for being here. Getting back to the list of best albums of 2025, up next we've got Jane Remover, who's only 21 years old, but has been making influential waves in music for years now, releasing albums and EPs under different names. Jane Remover, I think, first came onto the scene under the name Leroy, kind of inventing the Dariacore subgenre, I don't know, in the early COVID era, kind of a post-hyperpop, glitchy-sounding sound. Through some of their later releases under Jane Remover, it's kind of a post-rock, kind of grungy, but still auto-tuned sound. And their release from this year, which I loved, called Revenge Seekers, I thought was kind of a blend of those. You get a lot of the, I guess, sound effects and glitchiness of the Dariacore sound, mixed with vocals from her kind of droning, maybe post-rock sound, mixed into a rage rap packaging. And all of those different aspects appeal to me, and I think they blend well together. I'm excited to see what will come from the young Jane Remover in coming years. And with that, this is Jane Remover with Star People from Revenge Seekers.
Listen. We'll be right back. face to the sun and receive it.
Tuning into this radio program from the basement here on WRCT, I have news for you. You might like tuning into lots of other great shows here on WRCT. To see the full list, you can go to wrct.org/schedule. And it includes great shows such as the one following this. It's Vive Lamach. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mochsters spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, that's classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Vive Lamach, Friday nights starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, starting here in about 20 minutes or so. We've also got Liquid Means Rewind, A Gunshot Means Forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune in to Liquid Means Rewind on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear the finest selection of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step, garage, jungle, and more. That's hosted by Big Cashew, DJ Big Cashew, only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Back to the best albums of 2025. Up next, we've got... Well, I describe it as a type of music that my production assistant Anna knows that I'm a particular sucker for.
Oh, yes.
What would you say it is?
I would say it's British guy talking over fun beats.
And that's exactly what this is. Headache and Vegan made my favorite album of 2023, and their follow-up in 2025 is making... the list once again. It's Headache and Vegan. The album is Thank You for Almost Everything, and this song from that album is Wholesale Anthem.
ask the world the price, and then I multiply that price by 1.5 using this very simple formula. I hear what I want to hear and see what I want to see. I see two anchovies running towards me. Two anchovies could never hurt me, they're too delicious. I pull out a bag from my bag. Inside of it is a sign that reads, "Cheating is wrong." I nod. There's nothing I can't do, except what I can't do, or what you don't want me to do. But sometimes all I want to do is nothing. Merrill tells us that the least thing our self-love longs for most, others instinctively withhold, and that only when time has slain desire is its wish granted. To a smiling ghost, neither harmed nor warmed now by the fire. At a small family-owned beach resort, I eat a BBLT and drink pond water. My astrologer calls me and says I will die in a body of water. That's not a problem for me. I'm an Aquarius. And isn't the Earth basically a body of water anyway? Life is but a place of brief incarceration. I used to enjoy hearing what I had to say to myself. It used to make me laugh. Now it just makes me stare at myself in the mirror and do Brazilian dances. I dry my dishes on my clothesline. My bug bites take a year to heal. My favorite meal is sandwiches. A girl wearing frayed jean shorts asks me how I feel. I don't answer. When she walks away, I notice she has "Game Over" tattooed on the back of her thighs in the Tetris font. I nod. Surfers of the world spirit unite. You know I walked through Paris while that church burned, and though I saw an ember in the dirt, it was actually a flower. Old women knelt in the street and prayed, and I asked the rain how long the rain would fall, and nothing changed or answered. Mayhem is the coming together of friends. Pandemonium, a perfect free lunch. And remember that though your head might hurt, your heart still knows the truth. That dinner plans can always be successfully enlarged. Thank you for almost everything. At the end, they will take me out on my stretcher and I will be in good spirits. Buckle up. You may want to survive this one.
And headache really is, well, headache and vegan are the type of things that, the type of music that I'm surprised when I get to the end of the album, because I would have thought this, you know, wouldn't have, I would have maybe gotten old after one song, but I just get entranced and then suddenly I'm like two listens through and I don't even realize it.
And we've listened to the whole album before.
Yeah. We did a car ride out to go climbing and maybe the southeast of Pittsburgh, and we just let this ride, and I realized there is something to British guy talking over beats.
And with that, we're already at our last album that I wanted to highlight as my favorites of 2025, and it's my favorite album of 2025. As a reminder, others that we've heard from tonight are Enjoy with The Sound of Deceit, Swim School with Swim School, Big L with Harlem's Finest, Mexico Dro, the Still Going EP. That was Headache and Vegan, Thank You for Almost Everything, DJ Planet Express with DJ PE 2025, Metro Boomin with A Futuristic Summer, and Jane Remover with Revenge Seekers. My favorite album of 2025 was DJ Billy Bool with DYR. That stands for Dream Your Reality. Many of you, well, some, I don't know about many, but some of you might know DJ Billy Bool by another name. For years, he's been recording rap music in the Drain Gang Collective under Tyboy Digital. And DJ Billy Bool is his dance music alternate persona. When this came out, Anna, I think I texted you as I was packing up my apartment, and I said, "Good news, Eurodance is back."
Actually, This is the first I'm remembering this. That definitely happened, and I'm going to dig for that screenshot in a little bit.
And Eurodance is back with DJ Billy Bull's DYR. It's Swedish, dancey, trance music at its finest. Most of the album, save for the DJ drops, is non-lyrical. It's all instrumental for the most part. But the lyrics that are in this album are all in Swedish. A frequent collaborator, Eurohead, is featured on a lot of the tracks, as are fellow Swedes, Blade and Varg2TM. Sorry, that's Varg2 trademark. So overall, a very Swedish album, despite DJ Billy Bull's longtime deportation to Thailand. And with that, this is my favorite song on my favorite album. It's my favorite song of 2025. It's DJ Billy Bull with DYR Outro, featuring Eurohead. with that, that's my, that concludes my favorite albums of 2025. I'll post the full list with album art to my Twitter account at Delayed Meal. And I'll also shout out the honorable mentions that didn't quite make the cut, but were nonetheless some great albums in 2025. That includes one of Jane Remover's side projects, Venturing, with Ghost Holding, British rapper YT with Oi, Teed, T-E-E-D, formerly known as Totally Extinct Exploding Dinosaurs, is that right?
It might be Enormous Dinosaurs.
Totally Extinct Enormous Dinosaurs, with Always With Me, Sorry Girls, Dreamwalker, if you like Fleetwood Mac, that's a nice retro homage to Fleetwood Mac, and K Tempest with their self-titled album, K Tempest. Thank you for tuning in to the best of 2025. Looking forward to another great year of listening to music.
Yeah.
All you listeners out there, never stop listening to new music. Most music I listen to, I never listen to again. And most music I listen to, I have never heard before.
Stay curious. Just enjoy.
Stay curious. We'll close out tonight with a song from recently sent to us by our various partner record labels and distribution organizations. It's from the Beths' latest album. It's the title track from New Zealand band The Beths' album, The Straight Line Was a Lie. I saw The Beths live a few years ago at Spirit Hall. Great live show.
Nice venue.
Someone I know used to live near in Iowa. The artist Squirrel Flower recently opened for The Beths on their latest tour or shows. So we'll end with a song from the Kiwis, The Beths. Thanks for tuning in to Best of 2025. I'm DJ Addy, and this is
the production assistant,
Anna.
Anna.
Got a name. signing off, wishing you a good night and a happy 2026. Did not have time tonight for my usual yearly replay of the Auld Lang Syne Hardstyle remix. I trust you'll be able to find that one online yourself.
That's what we'll be doing later today.
And with that, this was the first broadcast of 2026 from the basement here on WRCT 88.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Save